Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection Prayer Line. We want to give God glory, praise, and honor for another day that He has given us, for all the mighty and great things He has done. Most of all, we thank God for Jesus and Him saving us and delivering us and restoring our relationship with the Lord, our Father. In the meantime, we'll pray that you all will be praying with us. We're having some serious technical difficulties. I'm not even sure if you can hear me on the phone or not, but our computer definitely is rejecting the pen tonight, and they were saying something that they had some problems even on the line with the system. So I may have to, I can't even ask you, can you hear me? Because I have to have the system up to do that. But in the meantime, we're going to pray by faith as we continue to work around these little issues in the background, and praying that the Lord will bless and restore so many things and stuff. Hopefully God has blessed us to be able to pray for, still praying for, and some things we have a great report, and other things we're just touching, agreeing, and believing God that the outcome turns around and changes, to give God glory in the midst. Oh, my goodness, we really are having some problems. But nevertheless, God is faithful, and He's teaching us some more how to be faithful, how to be persistent, not to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. We're going to make our requests known, and we're going to keep rejoicing in the Lord, and we're going to be anxious for anticipation of expectancy for His word, but not anxious just for the world system, how they're going to be pulling the hair out or all tied up and worried and stressed and frustrated. That's not what God has given us. He told us He's not given us the spirit of fear, the power of love, and a sound mind. And then when we ask, believe that we receive, and then we got to do accordingly what He's requiring of us to get the job done, whatever it is. So you know, you can hear me in the vacuum. I'm trying to get something done. Try one other thing and see if we can get things back up. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We give you glory and honor and thank you for so many marvelous and wonderful things you've done and doing and proving yourself in. Help us, Lord, glory to God, to keep the faith and stand on your promises, on your word. And whatever the enemy is attacking, that we counterattack him with your word and bind him up and take authority of commanding to be loose from this assignment. Go back to the dry places from whence he came. And we thank you, glory to God, that as we call upon your name with faith, we're thanking you that whatever that we're asking and believing you for by faith, as we walk in covenant with you, that you're going to move and you're going to work it to our good. In the name of Jesus, I bless you and I praise you and I thank you. I pray for this night as we come in agreement with prayer that God, whatever those situations or circumstances out there that on the altar or on the heart of your people, as we pray and agree right now, we pray that you move in a miraculous way for those that are hurting and going through, and those that need a Savior, those that are grieved, those over to God that feel oppressed, those that are feeling anxious, those that are having some testing times going on in their homes, their marriages, or in ministry, glory to God, in their bodies. We pray, glory to God, and bind the hand of the enemy and command him to be loose from his assignment from against them. In the name of Jesus, we love you today. We praise you. We magnify you and honor you. Glory to God. We thank you for the power of prayer, for the spirit of the anointing that give us power to bind, to loose, to cancel the assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord, to keep the faith, to walk in the joy, to walk in peace of God. In the name of Jesus, help us to continue to speak those things that are not as though they were, and to declare what thus saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, even if the system's not acting, becoming in compliance, I pray that, God, even with this phone, that the prayers are even going forth. And God, we pray that even those, if we can't make connections tonight, that the prayer that we connect in Jesus Christ and in one another in our hearts and in our spirit that be manifested even the more. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you tonight. I thank you, glory to God, for your word. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes. I thank you for the power of forgiveness. I thank you, glory to God, for the word of God that you placed in our heart, glory to God, to stand on. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon, no matter how it's formed, it's not going to prosper, not going to accomplish what the enemy desires to. But, God, even though we might be going through some challenges with it, God, we know that you'll turn it around and work it for the good. Oh, God, I thank you so much for you stepping in the midst of some disastrous situations and some phenomenal things that are happening that are beyond our control, even some of the evil forces that are whatever. God, I thank you that what the enemy had planned and plotted and desired to do to the fullness, it did not take place in so many of our lives. And even whether it's something in our families or what is going on that we see in the news or things going on in the neighborhood or whatever, we know that it's some things that can go even worse than what we have seen or what we heard. But we thank you for the power of prayer, that how you intercept and intercede, glory to God, cause us to intercede while you intercept, glory to God, some of the things that was about to happen and that you prevented from happening. We're thanking you right now for blessing us, God, to just keep the faith and stay on the wall and not to be moved by what we hear and what we see, even though sometimes it can get a little bit overwhelming or sometimes it can get to a place that it gets a big distraction. But God, nevertheless, you said, cast those cares upon you in the name of Jesus. You told us, Lord God, to allow you to move when we move ourselves out of the way, so we deny ourselves and our feelings and our emotions and our flesh, so that way the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit and having on the armor and teaching us how to use this armor, teaching us how to operate in the anointing, teaching us how to forgive, teaching us the more how to release and let go in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you tonight. There's so much that's going on in this land, so much going on in the lives of your people, so much death and destruction that the enemy is rising up his head in so many ways. But God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, that we not be moved and allow the enemy to overwhelm us, overtake us, or cause us, glory to God, to succumb to the things that's going on around us. But keeping the faith, help us to stay on one accord, praying one for another, bearing one another burdens, standing on the promises of the Lord, speaking and decreeing what thus says the Lord, not what our feelings are saying, not what our emotions are saying, not what the situation, the circumstances are dictating to us. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray right now that we loose this hold on the enemy that comes, on this system that the enemy tries to come and try to keep us from being together on one accord to pray. But God, I thank you that it's not predicated on the fact of an instrument or some type of device, but what's in the heart, the divine connection in the heart. So you can speak to somebody in Israel and go over to God and to the next person that's in California and be on the same line. You can speak to somebody in Africa and can be over in South America and be on the same line. We can look over to God back in your word from the beginning of time, where you can put things on Peter's heart and other people's heart. Glory to God, where you use it, different situations and so forth, and spoke, go out through the Spirit to one another. So, God, we just believe in you as we stand together. Stand together in prayer. Stand together united. Stand together faithfully that, God, whatever prayers go out, whatever go out requests are being made, whatever desires as we delight in you are being manifested in the name of Jesus. So, God, I ask you to bless these your people, the prayer warriors that are online, those, glory to God, that are praying in the back, those are that are going through in their families, those that are either standing on the word, glory to God, for healing and deliverance, those that are standing, glory to God, for God to move in the miracles, or those that are standing, even for those that are grief and sorrow and going through various things now, we're praying for those that are looking for a report to change, even in their medical conditions or whatever, or in their families or in their marriages or in their children or whatever, glory to God. We're praying in the name of you, some that might be looking for a different outcome, even concerning their ministry. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, right, have mercy. We're praying the spirit of worship, the spirit of thanksgiving. Always remember that you are the reason for every season, every day, because every day is the Lord's day. Help us now, God, to hold on to the promises of the Lord. Father, we pray now, glory to God, for Mother McCormick,
brother. We thank you for touching his body and bringing about divine healing for even with the attack of a stroke and the blood clots or whatever. We thank God that he's hungry. We thank God that you continue to work and move, touch his wife, touch him, strengthen them. We're praying, God, that you bless just the sister that went to a hospital. And God, we bless that you touch her body and healing her and delivering her. And even, God, even while she's going through the dementia, but whatever it is that even happened with her blood low count at that time, God, how are you raising back up? How are you doing? We thank you for Brother Thompson, even though his mother is going home to glory there, said on Saturday it was a beautiful go home going. And even found it out today that the young lady still, I mean, his mother had, her mother was still alive at 91. In the name of Jesus, but pray for her, glory to God, because she just went to see her daughter on Saturday, and she was gone on Sunday of last week, and the Lord bless, they try to protect her and keep her from that, but her heart is hurting from that point. But in the name of Jesus, God, they did whatever they know to do best, and how can we have to make some decisions sometimes that are kind of hard, but comfort and continue to encourage the moments that they may have, even though they bless the Lord for a rich life that the mother have. We pray, glory, for Pastor Bishop Page's family, where his auntie is gone, transitioned on to glory, and then the cousin just a week before that, and now right now they're praying for the sister of First Lady Page going through some serious situations now, that they're just listening to hear what God in the midst of the outcome. So their family is going through so much. But God, we know they have faith and they have the Holy Spirit. But God, we know that all of us hurt in various ways in all these different families and so many others that are going through some things. And we thank you for the reports that we hear with those that are being healed and raised up. And praying, oh God, for Mother McCormick's daughter, that God, we believe for the blood work and the report, God, concerning concerning her body, her kidneys, her blood, all is well, and the devil is a liar, that you continue to strengthen her, and we believe it for that grand report. Praying for First Lady's blood report, glory to God, with her kidneys, that's something the enemy tried to raise up with some little things, glory to God, with the blood count. But we're just praying that's changed. Thank you for touching Pastor Bird's body and stuff over this little virus and touch it the other day. But we believe in for divine healing, and that it's going to be something that passes in 42 hours, 48 hours, or whatever it is. That by now we believe in for a good report. Thank you for Pastor Burton touching her body healed. For Sister Brenda, God, continue to bless and prosper her. Glory to God in good health, God, for against the person of the enemy who has no more operations, and that the cancer has died up and dried up. Pray for Sister Ann that it dried up, and then give her that strength, that health, back, restore health, back, we bless, glory to God, that you would give her appetite and give her a fight in her. Pray for her husband, strengthen him. Pray for our families. Pray for our loved ones. Pray for so many that are going through. Pray for our children in school and for their education, for their minds, and for making the right decisions and not get caught up in the bullying and get caught up in the sexual acts and get caught up in all the crazy, awful things that the enemy is offering. Get caught up in looking at the love in all the wrong places. I'm getting caught up in the making gods and idols out of these athletes or those movie stars or whatever. We're praying that we be an example, and they'll look for Jesus, and they'll look for a better way to have a balance in their lives. And some things, glory to God, they can admire somebody but not idolize and not get caught up in trying to be different and going down the wrong path. We pray and destroy those yokes of the enemy, even causing some to lose their identity, and they just got caught up in this, that, and the other, being hopeless. We bind that up and take authority over and send it back to the dry person once they came and command the enemy to loose its soul off their minds, even this murderous spirit, this spirit over to God that is destroying so many lives and causing so much confusion and chaos. We plead the blood of Jesus, and Satan, you loose your hold, you demonic satanic force that wants to bring destruction in families and homes and ministries, and glory to God, don't want people to live a life that's going to glorify the Lord, even just have any peace and harmony. But the God we serve is still doing great things. I bind up even some of the spirits that are trying to rise up in the body of Christ with anxiousness and overwhelm and anxiety and don't know and getting caught up in the moment and caught up in the Trump situation, getting caught up in the government, getting caught up in all the crimes, getting caught up in everything else that they can't stay focused to stand on what God's word is saying so we can be united and not getting so full of hatred and getting caught up in prejudice and getting caught up in saying and doing the wrong thing. You told us we're supposed to make a separation, what light and darkness got to do with one another. Righteousness and unrighteousness come out from among and be separated. Touch not that unclean thing and you'll receive it. We can't be part-time lovers and part-time go over to God, eating off of God's table and then, you know, go back and partake of the things of the enemy in the name of Jesus. You're going to have one master because you can't serve the two. You say you're going to love one and hate the other. God, I'm praying for a change and a difference in the body. I'm praying for healing and deliverance. I'm praying for a revival. I'm praying for an awakening. I'm praying, Lord, out for faith. I'm praying, Lord, to God, for united. I'm praying, Lord, to God, for love of the Spirit of the Most High God. God, we pray tonight. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Comfort and encourage those that are hurting and going through and they're heartbroken about various situations and things going on in the name of Jesus. Pray for a relationship. Praying, glory to God, for a relationship with you and with one another and the families in the name of Jesus for God to come together in healing and deliverance. Praying for the prayer warriors to stay focused, to stay encouraged, to stay built up. Because there's so much we have to contend with out here. But the greater one on the inside can make the burden light and the yoke easy because he told us to cast them to him and all you that labor, heavy laden, come to him and he'll give us that rest. We bless you, God. You said you give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds on thee. Lord, we know none other but you to stand on and stand on the promises of the Lord. God, we bless you tonight. We honor you and give glory. We pray, glory to God, for all the prayer warriors. We pray for the anointing. We pray, glory to God, for our sisters and brothers that have, glory to God, various situations and even some of these religious spirits that are keeping us divided and causing us, glory to God, to veer off on different tracks and different places out of the will of the Lord. God, we are praying for these strongholds down and just trying to decide, oh, are you going to worship the Lord on this day or that day or that? We should worship the Lord every day as the Lord's day. Shouldn't get caught up, glory to God, on what time it is, and that is no rapture, and it's not this, and it's not that, and we need to pack up this, and we got to pack this, and oh, the devil this, and the devil that. Oh, we can just get focused on what God's word says and pray and ask him to help us to rightly divide the word of truth and not get caught up in so much fears and anxiety and get caught up over to God on religious and people's opinions and what I feel and what I think and trying to get the word to rightly divide it instead of rightly dividing it, trying to get caught up on their own private interpretation. God, we need a deliverance. We need an awakening. We need the Holy Spirit to be in a place in us that we can let him lead and guide us into all truth. And glory to God, get us in a place that we can be on one accord. And when we're on one accord, we can accomplish so much. Help us not to buckle under the pressures that's going on at this time. Isaiah 41:10 says, "For I am with thee. Fear will cause us to buckle and settle for less than what God's best. It says it caused us to disobey after diluting our trust in him. And even when we don't stand strong, it will rob us of our peace and our joy. Be strong in the Lord." In Ephesians 6, the whole armor, Deuteronomy 3:18, "He will never leave us or forsake us. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged when challenges come and fears and trials invade your life. Envision God's saying this, he is with you, and no matter what, no matter who leaves, he will never leave us nor forsake us." Romans 8:28, "All things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose." God specializing in fixing mistakes and healing and delivering and forgiving, giving us, and for most of all, glory to God, our Savior Jesus Christ, he is more than the Christ of the crisis. Glory to God. And we are more than a conqueror in him. In him we live and move and have our being. Well, we got to be in a place and so forth when we allow the Lord to have his way. Glory to God. And praying, help us balance the stress, the discipline required to pray in this type of discipline, needed to study daily so that we can do it for, so whatever endeavors, glory to God, we can be able to accomplish and to succeed in it. We got to get to a place, no matter what the enemy is saying or what he's doing, Father, help us the glory to God, to keep our eyes fixed on you. Don't allow us to allow the enemy to compound things and keep connecting the dots and whatever. We got to walk in the joy of the Lord and let it be our strength, glory to God. And you told us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. We got to condition ourselves even the more. We got to press into you. We got to keep speaking what your word says and keep our eyes fixed on you, looking up and not looking around and looking at the circumstances and not feeding into it and speaking what's going on all the time. We need to speak those things that are not as though they were. What is the word saying even concerning the health? What is God saying concerning this thing that he promised? What if he's not a liar and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver? When we start bread doubting and fearful, those anxieties, those things, glory to God, will keep us out of the place of victory, keeping us from having our faith. And our life is supposed to be the faith of Jesus Christ, filled with glory to God. Constant challenges we do have, but we got to remember, glory to God, who we are and who we serve in, and what he said, and this too shall pass. So help us, Lord, glory to God, to embrace what your word is saying. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, praying one for another. Hallelujah, building up each other and building ourselves up in our most holy faith. It is a time like never before, so we can take authority and bind the hand of the enemy so we can see people healed and set free and delivered as well as ourselves. How can the blind lead the blind? We both going to fall in the ditch. How can two walk together unless they agree? We got to be in agreement on one accord that God is going to bless and he's going to move. In the name of Jesus. So no matter what the situation is going on around us, glory to God, we got to change it, the atmosphere. We got to change what's going on through the power of God's word. And when we such an anointing be on our life, we can walk into a hostile situation. And sometimes our presence can make a difference. But it's not going to happen just because you got a few scriptures and that you go part-time loving with God. You got to have a relationship. You got to be able to stand strong and stand firm. And not saying that we're not going to have a moment here and there, but we can't cave in and give in and speak one thing and do another. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added that we need, whether it's food, clothing, shelter, glory to God, whether it's the thing that we believe in God for, that ministry, or believing God for that promotion, or believing God, glory to God, for to turn some things around in the marriage, whether we believe in God, glory to God, for him to move on the behalf of someone, or however, or in our presidency, or in our nation, or wherever, in the name of Jesus. Faith is complete. Faith is that you do what God tells you before knowing what the results will be. Now that's faith, and that's what we have to be able to be in, even like it was with Abraham. Whatever he said, because he said it, and even though we don't know the outcome, but because we trust you, we're going to do it, even though we don't understand it, in the name of Jesus. And we got to trust him, and we can't trace him. In the name of Jesus. So God, I need you tonight. I know so many others need you too. And so God, we're going to continue to pray for healing and deliverance and for you to continue to open our eyes for us to continue to walk, glory to God, in the promises of the Lord. I pray right now for our sisters and brothers in Christ. I pray for Mother Alexander, for Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, Pastor Bird, Pastor Burden. Pray for Sister Brenda, for Pastor Hubbard, for our families, for our loved ones, for others that have been praying, those that are in the background, those, glory to God, that's been standing in faith, glory to those that we've been standing in faith with, those that are going through in their homes and in their families, and those, glory to God, that come online and so forth. They may have requests about closer walk with God or even some of the things that they're going through in their mind, some of the things that they're struggling with on their jobs and in their flesh and in their homes. Those that are going through, glory to God, in ministries, those that are having problems going on with their sisters and brothers, or those that are in prison or bound in prison by spiritual things and some in the natural, those, glory to God, that may be having problems in school or, glory to God, or either with one another or their classmates or bullies, or those that are contemplating suicide and then struggling with some things, and we curse and counsel and all of these assignments and binding the hand of the enemy, glory to God, even with those plots and plans because of the frustrated, aggravated, and already planning to bring harm in their families or on their jobs or in the schools we play. We annihilate the forces of the enemy that come and plot and plan these things in the name of Jesus. Any harm we're trying to even bring toward those that are believers that are standing on the wall preaching and teaching or walking in truth, grow out interceding in the name of Jesus, binding up those spirits that are agitated because you tell them the truth or because you're revealing some things concerning the situation. We take authority of those that are out there plotting and all those of set up already that have it situation where people have been in betrayal people that you love so dearly, and all of a sudden, whether it be in ministry or be in friendship or be at home, and they betrayed you, and the heart is hard, as the one is broken. So you said, Jesus said he came to bind the broken heart and said to cast it free. We're praying, glory, at all those strongholds, even in the mind and imagination, be pulled down and uprooted and canceled and bind up and commanded and loosed in the name of you. The thoughts that are untrue and not right and of hatred and prejudice, we call them down and uproot them in the name of you. Loose your whole Satan in the name of Jesus. We pray life. We speak health. We speak hope. We speak peace, we pray so. Submission, we pray obedience. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and go over to God and selfishness in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold. Go back to the dry place of which you came. We speak in life a change of heart, a change of mind, transformation to take place, a renewing of the mind, a cleansing of the mind, a coming into the knowledge of the true and living God for truth and for what it is to live saved, what it is to live holy, what it is to have a Savior, and to know who the Savior is and to walk over to God in his truth. And to be strong, glory to God, and standing and asking for his help and being able to allow the Holy Spirit to come in to teach it and lead in God and to govern the house. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you. We're praying for homes, for parents and children, or glory to God, or at on the edge with each other, and husbands and wives and relationships, and even some of these relationships that are not husbands and wives, sitting up shacking or doing this, that, and the other, or caught up in homosexual act, or either caught up over to God and just going with the flow. Whatever I feel, that's what I do. I don't matter. This one hurt me, that hurt, or whatever. Some people that even invading on people's marriages and whatever because they're bitter about what happened to theirs and other things that then went on. Others over to God are just whatever. When I want a man, I want a woman, tonight or whoever. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for against the confusion. We come against anger and hatred and prejudice. In the name of Jesus, bind you up and command you to be loose from your son. Go back to the dry place in which you came. We pray, glory to God, even for some of those that are in office or whether it be for secular or whether they're in ministry, in the name of Jesus, holding office and not doing fairly or doing right by people and whatever, like doing injustice, God convict and go over to God, change hearts and change minds. We pray for those that are in the athletic field, say those that are in the in the government or in the part of leading our country for salvation. We pray for those that are in the movie industry or whatever it is that delivers it, for those that are not saved and saved. And some of those that are, stop compromising. Put such a conviction on them. They just wake up and find themselves, I got to stop this. I can't keep on compromising and doing this and confessing Christ over here. But then again, I get convicted and I'm doing this over here and doing that. God, I'm praying for a change. And watch those people that go to God that have realized got other young people just watching and modeling after, even in our homes, God, even us as the believers. Don't have someone to be superstars just in ministry and whatever, and God is not in his place like he needs to be. And glory to God, sending off the wrong signals and messages in the name of Jesus, desiring righteousness and holiness. We're believing for a change. We're believing for a change. We won't change and so forth. We've got to do things differently. And you got to do it according to what God's word is saying. Take off these wavy clothes and put on, take off the vet of the world, eating out the flesh pot, and begin, glory to God, to get off of Hollywood Boulevard, get on the straight and narrow. In the name of Jesus, the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name, if we err or make mistakes, help us to forgive and not allow a rehearsal over and over of the mind. Tear down them imaginations and those thoughts and everything that's not of God, and pray and bind it up, command it, loose from this assignment and bring it into captivity to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, pray one for another. Help us one to another. We're not islands. You can play a game all you want. God, they made the head to be over here in New York and put the legs down over here in Georgia and put over to God the bottom body part in the torso over in Nevada, take the other part, take it to Paris, take a leg and take it and put it over in Africa, and take another leg and put it over in Sweden. The blood of Jesus, we are to be one body in the name of Jesus. So much division, so much confusion, so much chaos, so much prestige, so much power struggle, so much of this, that, and the flesh on parade, even at the flesh part. That's why we can't come on one accord. You do this one over here and that one over here doing the work of the kingdom. This one over here and that one over here doing this thing. This one over here got a split. This one over here, I don't know. This one over here was confused. This one over here, the Lord is not pleased. Everything that's going on in the earth realm now is not all the devil. It's a coming together that God wants for his body to get in alignment. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, what? Turn from your wicked ways, repent. Oh, God, we want to hear from heaven, but we want to still do our thing. No, it's not. The only God's way is the only way it's going to work. But, God, we are praying for a change. We're praying for revival. We're praying for healing, praying for deliverance. Help us, God, to not just focus on all the things that we see that's wrong, but help us, God, to keep confessing what your word says, looking to you, having the faith when we pray, because we're going to take faith, prayer, and obedience to that we're praying. Speaking out of your faith, studying your word, and get that word in us. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Set your affection on things above. Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And so many people's treasure and so many other things. And they say one thing with their lips, but their heart is far from them because of the manifesting of the things that come out and the action that we take. So we ask you, Lord, help us in the body so we can be more effective, not an infection, but an effective. Lord, we need your help. So many things are going on. So much sickness and sorrow. This shouldn't be in the body. There shouldn't be such a light and such a difference that every run into us, we're talking about the goodness of the Lord, lifting him up and drawing nigh to you. God, we ask you to help us, forgive us, keep us covered under the blood. We bind up all incidents, accidents, mishaps, chaos, confusion, every setup and every trap and everything the enemy is already plotting and planning to come against these prayers and this ministry and the things that God is doing and the ministry of Jesus Christ in all of us around the globe. We're praying for those that are overseas and our soldiers and for those that are on the battleground and on the front line and in the backgrounds and wherever in some places, glory to God, that's unnamed about, glory to God, trying to keep peace and trying to cover, trying to protect us and trying to shield us. God, I'm praying, God, bless their families, bless them, strengthen them, cover them under the blood. Bind up these freak accidents and even other stuff and bind up friendly fire and lying and other kind of stuff. God, reveal the tricks of the enemy, even ISIS and anything else that's plotting any other kind of cells in our nation. Glory to God, and we're praying to close those and be closed, so there won't be so many doors open for them to come here in with all the bickering and the confusion and chaos in our own country. We're praying for a change. We're praying, glory to God, for you to intervene. We're praying, glory to God, for the believers. Come on one accord and don't let it look at us and our mouthful and no more, or either this little organization here or this little setup over here, and we're feeling comfortable. God, in the body of Christ, there has to be a change, and we got to be helpless one to another, praying one for another, and concerned about our neighbors, concerned about those, and even pray for those that are our enemies. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. Have mercy, God. But God, we still give you glory and praise. You're still on the throne, still doing great things. And we still, glory to God, going to give you all honor that's rightly due you. Call for peace of mind. Come against insomnia. Come against, glory to God, the threats of the night, of the thoughts and all kinds of things that are keeping people out of the place of victory and peace in their mind and in their heads. In the name of right decision, making, glory to God, praying that calm down and rest and trust, glory to God, so that we can get to a place that we can be able to recognize the tricks of the enemy so they won't be so quick to be agitated and aggravated and wear their feelings on the sleeves and responding, glory to God, so quickly out of anger and hatred and frustration in the name of Jesus and unforgiveness. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind it up. We are praying healing and harmony and an awakening and a being still enough to be able to reason and recognize some things that are happening that's going on. You even told us to come, let's reason together. But we pray right now. Have mercy. Have mercy. We bless you. We honor you tonight. We give all glory and praise. Thank you for divine healing. And in addition, thank you for answers that we need. Thank you for being able to bless us. And come on, praying for glory, a clearing of the heart and the mind and walking in forgiveness and love, even the more, praying for revival. Praying, glory to God, for you to move in such a way that nobody can get any glory and honor but you. But we are going to take a calling for people to come out from among you, touch that not that unclean thing, and I will receive you. Some things, glory to God, we're trying to be too equally yoked with the unbelievers in things that we know that are not right. And God told us in his word and so forth like this, to meditate on his word day and night. Sometimes we're taking counsel with the ungodly, reasoning with them, and how in the world darkness and light, righteousness and unrighteousness, help us, Jesus, so we can get on one accord to be fired up, to pull down these strongholds, so we can see sickness, glory to God, and the degree that it is, that it would have stopped diminishing, healing and encouragement, and all glory to God, power of the anointing and salvation, and glory to God, a move of God like never before. We will see, glory to God, even those that are struggling financially, change to take place, because he desires for us to prosper in good health as our soul prosper, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to God. There's so many things to pray for, so many things to be concerned about, so many things to trust you for. But, God, we just got to keep walking it out day by day in the name of Jesus. So we call our peace back in, our joy back in, and the anointing to destroy whatever yoke. And we're praying, Lord, to God, that you will lift your people even more, that they will continue to fight the good fight of faith and stay on the post, stay on the wall. Praying, God, that you're blessing their homes, blessing their finances, blessing the healing and deliverance, blessing their peace, bless what we got in their endeavors, blessing their promotions, bless out their children and grandchildren and seed, in the name of Jesus. Bless that we're concerned one for another. Bless those over to God that are less fortunate. Bless those that have been making provision for those that have been going through and need things for the holiday that they desire for their children, for food on the clothes. Thank you for those charities. Thank you for the churches. Thank you for those who are just being thoughtful and just doing things, and even some that are not even doing it to be seen, just for glory to God, for the people to be blessed. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, and help us not to be selfish, because there's some people that have the abundance and the overflow that's even in the body and whatever, they're not doing what they need to do to make a difference and to help. But God, we are praying, glory to God, that we will not shut up our vows against our brothers and sisters, and even for those, glory to God, that have maybe fallen on hard times, that might have been in this, been a situation beyond their control. And even if it was a mistake, God, we are praying for forgiveness and praying, glory to God, that they were, and praying another chance in Jesus' name. But even for us, another chance, even when we missed it. Some days we might be holding. Things might be going on with the family, loved ones. Some things might be with a push back and suppress that might be happening. And every once in a while when a scene comes up or something comes up, it rises up, but we don't let the forgiveness and curse and cancel the evil forces of the enemy that will cause us to do contrary to the will of the Lord, because we're still holding unforgiveness from somebody that we love, or somebody got injured in church, or somebody that, you know, that have taken us through, or just some agitation. God, you done told us in every day to forgive and to cast the cares. God, we thank you that you are not like us, that God, with all that then went on, that glory to God, you still did not let it play it to our charge, and you still went to the cross, and you still made the provision, and you gave us the power of the Holy Spirit and the anointed and your word. Oh, God, we thank you for your caring and concern. You know we have mercy, but God, you're a God of justice and a God of mercy and not God of grace. And God, we know, glory to God, you God of chastisement too as well. But you say you chastise those that you love. Help us remember we reap what we sow. Help us to sow good. And you say anything hidden in the dark will come to the light. Help us to be in that place of repentance. And even if something does have to happen, we have to be chastised by our repentance and the mercy of you. It can be much better than it is when we're holding and harboring it and giving more place to the devil. So we bind that up and take authority over it, demanding to be loose from it. This time it is, so we can be on one accord, because we want to see great things in the lives of your people, and you want to see it in us, so we can be used for the kingdom of God in a great, mighty way of being, glory to God, a force to be reckoned with against the kingdom of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you today. We're appreciating your door. All those that are standing in need of prayer, need of healing, deliverance, financial blessing, spiritual blessing, encouragement, enlightenment, or for God to make a change in some things, even this week or this month, or however, God, we're praying for mercy, and we're praying that we just don't have resolutions pointing to the new year, but there will be some things dropping off and left, glory to God, behind in this year, glory to God, not to be returned back into those things that are not, glory to God, in your will and contrary to your will, but we strive for more of you, and the weight's coming off. Lay aside every sin and every weight that's so easy to set us, and run this race with patience, that we can see the manifestation of your power of healing, deliverance, salvation, encouragement, enlightenment, financial blessing, spiritual use, even greater in the depth of ministry, teaching, preaching, reaching the word, through the word in Jesus' name. We do love you tonight. We appreciate you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Shalom.